This year, for the first time, PG&E began turning off the power during red flag fire conditions. And you may recall that parts of several North Bay counties had their electricity interrupted for up to 2 days this fall. Christopher Godley is Sonoma County's emergency manager. He's not taking issue with PG&E's new protocol, but...
What if a fire actually breaks out in an area that's already been de-energized? Now, we've had our ability to alert and warn people in that area compromised because we've lost cell phone towers or landline phones or the other technologies we depend on electricity for.
While it is considering turning off electricity, PG&E says it does its best to give its customers a heads up within 48 hours beforehand.
They've tried to make a commitment to us as public safety. They'll give us an hour notice. They've made the decision. They're going to cut the power. In that hour, we then reach into that community in a wildfire hazard area and say, hey, look, PG&E's going to turn off your power. We might not be able to warn you if a fire breaks out. So pay attention.
In Petaluma, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.